awareness on anything natural, you become still. Animal, plant, clouds, flowing water, or still water, or the sea, whatever it is, even a rock, a stone, a pebble. But you have to give it a chance to teach you stillness by allowing it to be without interfering with its being, sort of conceptualization, by looking or listening completely. Then also the separation between you and it, which was created by excessive thinking, disappears. And there's a sense of connectedness or oneness with whatever you perceive. So that's what nature teaches you. And then you meet. And you add something to nature when you become conscious of it. Something completes itself. Because you become aware of enormous beauty and aliveness and sacredness that is there even in a blade of grass. And so through you, because there's an ultimately you are not separate from anything, everything is connected to everything else, through you nature becomes aware of its own sacredness and beauty. So when you look at a tree and really look, you add something to the being of the tree, and that's awareness of itself. And that's the function that humans have on the planet as they become conscious. Through humans, nature becomes conscious of itself. It's been waiting for you. And finally, the first humans, fully developed humans, arrive. And they're only just arriving. One could almost say humans have been in embryonic state for a long time. And the birth is really of true humanity does not happen until there's the arising of presence. There are still a few humans left on the planet who are not yet lost in mind and ego. And just a few, in a few very distant cultures that have not been destroyed by so-called civilization. But their destiny also, I believe, will have to travel the same way as you through the thinking mind. So it's the destiny of all humans to lose it and then regain it. Now you are lucky because you all belong to those who lost it, and me too. I had to lose it, lose myself to find myself and know myself for the first time. We spoke of walking, we spoke of being with what looks like unremarkable nature and yet is very remarkable. Let it teach you. And related to that is, as our practice this weekend, other simple activities that you do here that usually would be a means to an end, that you would, washing your hands, lifting a glass of water to your mouth, and putting it back. There can be quality, beauty, and consciousness in that. That means that it's not a means to an end. And during that space, while the glass traveled from the table to your mouth, it's a space of no thought, just clear awareness. So the background to that action is stillness, alert stillness. So that action happens against that background of alert stillness. Just as the perception of the tree or the little flower happens when you truly look against a background of alert stillness. That means there is a peace in the background to what happens in your life, to what you see and what you do. Now we start with very simple things that are not challenging, that are actually helpful. Nature and little actions. Then we come to things that are more challenging. We'll see that, but we'll stay with that non-challenging things in life. Simple actions. Not making them to a means to an end. Lifting something, putting something from here to there, wiping the top of the table. Against a background of stillness. That means peace flows into what you do,